Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
It's the Stanley Cup Finals, and we're at the Boston Sports Grill from the Star Market booth, sponsored by Bud Light, Zolak, and Bertrand, on the only place for the local call of the game, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Orr keeps it in at the blue line. Orr moves away from McGregor with a beautiful move. Shot, score!
Cashman in the zone as well. Pass to Cashman. Shot, score! Goal by Cashman! The 1970 new hockey season has ended with the Stanley Cup returning to Boston.
Horry for the Bruins, tied up by Ecclestone and Berenson. Westfall rolled it in front. Sanderson tried a shot that was wide and Keenan cleared it, but not out. Bobby Orr behind the net to Sanderson. Orr!
Seconds to go. The exit behind the Canucks net. Get the duck boats ready. Get the duck boats ready. After 39 long years, the cup is back home. The Bruins are 2011 Stanley Cup champions.
It's the Bruins and the Blues, and it's game one of the Stanley Cup final tonight at TD Garden as the Stanley Cup gets underway here in Boston for games one and two. Game one tonight, game two coming up on Wednesday.
Hardcore Townie fans are out early.
Nice breeze just blew in, too.
Oh, ooh, it's chilly.
It's nice.
It's almost a bit chilly.
We're near the water.
A nice ocean breeze coming through.
Beautiful.
Nice. All right. A lot of things coming through Canal Street. I can't wait to see this house get put together.
There are some fun things, bro.
By the way, John,
what is that house? It's got an air conditioning unit
and solar panels on the roof and a glass storefront to it.
You think that's like Melrose's trailer? You think he gets his own little get ready spot?
We can only hope. We can only hope.
What goes on?
The forklift is back as well.
Well, gentlemen, we've officially been, all of us, the whole show's been invited to Fisherman's Club down there in the North End.
We have.
We've two members. We have open invitations.
All right.
Waived all membership privileges or charges.
Or dues.
What about the batteries that Hardy's been looking for? Nine volts. He's got smoke detectors.
Should I clean the truck out?
Batteries replaced.
Should I clean the back of the truck out? Maybe do some shopping.
You're gonna want some room to bring things.
You guys got
home.
Any coats in the back?
Oh, right. Yeah, get down there.
Go down there.
Yeah, maybe from my mom.
Go down there. A little bit back further.
Right in there.
Right in there. Karen.
Down there.
It's hanging next to Jimmy two times.
You got plenty of things in there you could get. All kinds of goods.
Frankie Carbone, that's where they put him, right? In the meat locker?
Yeah,
Jesus. That's right.
Yes. So we got an open invite there. We're getting ready for the game, as is the rest of the town.
How do you still have a mullet? How old is Barry Melrose?
Melrose
That's
is...
not a mullet. His hair is...
going mullet.
No, his hair is long all over.
Yeah.
Mullet would be short on top.
In the back.
Yeah, his is long all
business
the way.
Business up front.
All the way.
You're right.
He is 62 years old. Soon to be 63 years old.
He's a celebrity out here.
Is he still? Yeah. You see him again?
Oh,
see
yeah.
Yeah.
Blood of dust.
Oh, there he is.
Oh, there we go.
He loves to
walk right down.
Oh, look at him. Yeah. Taking the pictures. Man of the people.
Uh-huh.
Barry Melrose. Man of the people.
All right.
Just doing the damn thing. Where's his other guy? Where's Levy?
Levy is
he's
with
still down there.
Good.
No, Levy was walking right there.
Oh,
right?
Good.
Yeah.
Good. If you missed the start of the show today,
Levy doesn't pass.
They walked by early. They said that the rust will be knocked off both teams within the first 15 to 20 minutes.
15
there you go.
Longer than
okay.
I just,
yeah.
15 to 20 minutes, the rust will be knocked off, is what they said.
The guy that's still setting up, he's asking him to move back.
Well, We don't want to run over Barry Melrose with a forklift.
The fun part about the Canal Street experience here is you could come down the middle, and then now we have some help from one of the local town people. Directed traffic here in front of the forklift.
Yeah, I would say the fun part. I would say the fun part is the element of danger.
You make it sound like Mayberry, though, where they've gotten together to rebuild the bandbox. The local townsfolk have all assembled here for the big fan fest tonight for the professional ice hockey contest. The entire community coming together, trying to make it a truly family-friendly event.
Honestly, we got two forklifts moving back and forth with zero security anywhere near this place.
No, I mean, and now there's small kids on bikes out
Have you seen it? People walking dogs, small children.
Oh, my God.
Since you guys are talking about the scenery down there, is it the guy behind you, is that a real beard or a fake beard? The guy
in the
black.
Let's ask him.
Oh, it's real.
Totally real.
Kind of blends with his shirt. You can't really tell.
Oh, it's real.
I'm going to go tug on it and ask him.
You know who he looks like?
Oh, yeah.
You know
that's real. That's a real beard.
But you know that show?
Real. Yeah, it's real.
Fake
undercover boss.
Undercover boss. Yeah, he looks like one of
those. You think he owns the bar and he's undercover boss?
He probably owns this joint.
He's in there checking out the bathrooms right now.
Let me have a. Let me smell the bathrooms.
Yeah, making sure there's a urinal cake in every urinal.
Yeah,
making sure they're clean.
We have Jimmy from Southie up front in a Bergeron shirt. He's sweating. Has his hat on backwards. He's on his eighth butt in the last hour. He's working the door here, and he's with another guy. He's got a what's that say on the front? I can't see his shirt.
Or his pupils.
A Boston Championship City t-shirt.
It says Gas Monkey Garage.
Yes, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Richard Rawling.
I don't know what goes on anymore. It's Fan Fest.
Here we go. More
I'm
bikes.
I'm feeling it.
More bikes.
I'm right feeling
down,
oh.
Right down the middle of the street. And
a lot of people are having the same idea.
I don't know if we're feeling a buzz or we're just seeing people who are buzzed, but there's something. There's something going on.
Sure. I love the ability just to free roam it down here.
There's
look,
something
there more dodgeball down.
There's something happening here. There's definitely something happening here. It is not your normal amazing. Monday on Canal Street.
I cannot wait for those speakers to start blaring when Felger.
How have they not done a mic check on those things yet?
I gotta go ask them when they're
gonna turn them on already.
No, put it off until 2 o'clock. What are you talking about?
The lights are on.
Save it.
Careful what
you
wish
for. The lights are on. They've got the lights on. They're checking the lights, but they've not checked the sound system yet.
They finished mounting them.
They've not checked it.
Got to get it cranked up down here.
Boom, boom, boom.
Gonna take my horse to that old dirt road.
They're not performing here. That's
Rich is in New Hampshire. Rich, what do you got on this series?
Hey, my theory is they're going to take it in five, and I just wanted to shout out to my three brothers from the Vietnam War area and for their service.
All right.
On this Actual Memorial Brothers. Day, thank you.
Okay, very good. Why do you think five, Rich? Why are you thinking five?
I believe that the rookies and the veterans on the team are going to overtake the team by strong margins, especially up against the boards. And you'll see, that's my opinion.
Okay, Rich.
Doesn't the board work favor them, though?
We're going to use that as a jumping-off point, so the younger guys and the depth scoring for the Bruins versus the top-line guys like Bergeron, Marchand, Pastrnak, Krejci, those types. Why don't we talk about that? You know, where does the scoring need to come from the Bruins, and what do they need to live by in this series? We'll get to that and more of your calls coming up right after this from the Star Market broadcast booth. On Canal Street at Boston Sports Grill.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org.
Courtside. It's the Stanley Cup Finals. Zolak and Bertrand from the Star Market booth at the Boston Sports Grill on the only place for the local call of the game. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Can't no more. I'm gonna take can't no more. I got the horses in the back, horse stock is attached. Head is matted black, got the bushes black to match.
Riding Lil Nas X will be at City Hall Plaza performing sometime after 6 p.m. tonight. Viewing party at City Hall Plaza. Bruins Blues game one tonight at the Garden. Puck will drop at 8:23 p.m. That is when you need to be in front of your television. 8:23 is when the puck drops.
Oh,
what?
My kid's already asking me, can I stay up to watch the whole game?
Yeah, well, 8:23 is when it starts.
Yes. Stanley Cup final? Yes.
8:23.
At what point will that song, like, you remember
when Burn Out?
Remember when we killed Led Zeppelin? At the Sports Hub, like, there eventually becomes a wear out point.
I'm guessing August.
Okay. I'm going mid August.
August.
Here's the problem with
Call Me Maybe.
Early anointed songs of the summer.
Yep.
Justin Timberlake was the last one that
That's
was like,
right.
This is going to be the song of the summer. And by Memorial Day, we were sick of it.
Yeah.
So this is what you run into.
White Blurred Lines with Robin Thicke.
That one lasted.
Yeah, the video.
I could still hear that, and still.
I don't remember the video.
Oh, you didn't see the uncensored video for Blurred Lines?
I don't remember it.
Oh,
it's worth a watch.
Yeah,
Google it.
It rivals.
Right. Google it.
I'd say it rivals George Michael Freedom 90 video.
Oh no, it's not even the uncensored version. It's not even a conversation.
Ooh. Okay.
It's fantastic.
You know, something new to do next segment.
Never mind the fact that they ripped off the entire song and didn't make a cent off it. Had to give it all to Marvin Gaye's estate.
Marvin Gaye.
Yeah. Ended up getting all the money.
Successfully sued him.
Yeah.
Well, it also didn't help that he basically admitted it. Robin Thicke was like, well, yeah, I pretty much.
It was inspired by. You watching the uncensored
version? Oh, yeah, no, I remember this video, but I don't remember seeing the uncensored version.
Yeah, watch the uncensored version.
I will. I'll do that.
Yeah.
Do that later.
Oh, okay.
But we would encourage you to come down. Food's really good here. Really good.
All the food at the we're here at the
Boston Sports Grill.
Boston Sports Grill, and we all enjoyed various sandwiches and pizzas and
salads,
whatever. Wrap, Maz.
Well, of the 12 Sports Hub personnel people that are on site,
yes.
Of the 12, Maz being included in that 12, I wonder which one would order the hot bowl of chili.
I mean, what do you think?
The old man that likes soup.
Yeah, burgers, pizza. I feel like a bowl of chili.
Same guy that brings soup in every day. It sits there on the
burgers,
table.
Burgers, pizza, sandwiches, flatbreads, you know, whatever you need.
Pleated front khaki
shorts.
You got any soups? Still gets the pleated khaki shorts.
What's your seasonal vegetable?
You know the pleats are coming back in style, right?
No, they're not.
That's what they say.
They're not.
Not saying I own any. I'm just saying they say they're coming back.
Nope. Maz will be there tomorrow.
He's been wearing them so long. They're back in style.
Can I have some dark mom jeans with that too, please? Levi's. Sorry.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, when it comes to the scoring for the Bruins, can it be just the top line that produces? Can it be all Bergeron, Marchand, Krejci, Pastrnak?
No.
Can it be the depth scoring that bails them out when they're not going in this series? Can they afford to have that happen?
If games are going to be tight the way Cassidy thinks they're going to be played, meaning heavy games, to what he said, 2-1, 3-2 type games throughout the course of the series, maybe. But what has carried this team throughout the course of the playoffs from round to round to round to round?
Yeah.
Secondary scoring, third tier scoring.
But that's also carried the Blues. They've had the same thing on their side.
Yeah, but this is as good a point production you've seen from third and fourth lines on these type of Stanley Cup type teams for the Bruins over the years. This is pretty good. I think that keeps those young guys going like it does. I think the second your feet hit that ice and you're moving, you think you're involved here and you got a chance to put the puck in the net. And I would encourage it.
This prediction though, the low scoring. Haven't you heard that everywhere?
Everywhere.
Low scoring. Every series gonna be. How do we know that?
Is this a setup?
You've got two teams that have had
could be 8-5
all of tonight. Their lines producing.
I agree.
At different points in this playoff run.
Yeah.
So why do we assume that it's gonna be low scoring? Don't you say, whichever team has all of their lines producing is going to be the team that sort of outlasts things in this series and wins. And why does that mean it's a 1-0 game? Why can't that be a 3-2 game? Why can't that be a 4-2 game? Why does that have to automatically be 1-0?
I don't know. Kind of tight.
I don't necessarily buy it. It's low scoring.
Doesn't it tighten you up, too, when you talk about it repetitively? Like, if you're a player, you're sitting there hearing it like, okay, maybe we need to squeeze the stick a little harder. You know, and then it becomes more difficult. Now, all of a sudden, you're thinking about it. It's getting in your head.
Well, I think the challenge for the Bruins is the size of, you know, the defenseman for St. Louis.
Right.
The size is something they deal with. But the way I think the Bruins defeat that is with their speed and quickness, which is Judd Surratt's big point about this series. The way the Bruins beat this is because they're going to be quicker and faster. And that's their advantage in this. They're quicker than St. Louis all the way through, the whole roster.
Well, think about some of the games, too, from round to round, where you get frustrated watching a power play, where it's the cute passes. We got to pass, pass, pass. And you wouldn't have the unlimited shots. Then the second you started to pelt the guy and take attempts and go to the net, the scoring started to come easier. Going back to the Toronto series, same damn thing. Don't be too cute tonight. Just go out and, it's, you know, let the damn thing fly a little bit. I think you've so over-talked this stuff today to this point where, well, what's next? What's the next step tonight? You got to tell your team. They're ready to take the ice. What's Cassidy going to tell them? You know what I've been telling them? We're going to squeeze it. It's going to be tight. And guys, just go play. Just go out and play. Go out and let it fly tonight. Don't tighten these kids up. But I think that's where guys like Bergeron, Marchand, Chara, you got to stay in their ear. Stay in the young kids' ear. You know, if you're frustrated, just keep it going.
Right. No,
don't feel you need us to carry it.
I think it's excellent advice.
You got the shot, go.
It wouldn't work for every team in every circumstance.
The
but
coil
tonight,
goals, you know,
with the layoff and everything else, it's like, don't be tentative, but don't go out there and be reckless. Just go out there and play.
The brass coil, just go.
Just go.
Yeah,
go.
Be great to get one early. Oh, my God.
Oh,
turn that place upside down. So, supposedly, tune in. I guess they got bracelets tonight. They're going to light up with goals if it goes in.
I couldn't
tell. They can control them through concerts.
I couldn't tell what that thing was, but then I saw a description that it is, in fact, a bracelet that had been placed on each of the seats at the Garden. You put that bracelet on, and it's gonna start lighting up at certain times. It'll give you a zap if you start walking into a place you're not supposed to go.
It's like a dog collar.
Yeah, it's exactly.
How's your dog doing with that zap thing?
Fantastic. It's a canine company providing the bracelets tonight for the fans
of
the TD Garden.
I heard that bracelet will change your life, make you 10% happier, give you a couple extra inches on your vertical. Your what? You know, whatever you need.
Yeah, wherever you need it.
Better than Prozac.
That neck call is great on my dog. He didn't even want to go outside anymore. He just said, I'll hold it all day. I'm not going out there and get zapped.
You didn't do the training properly.
Oh, he did it.
It'll make you high on life, that
he
thing.
Did
make
two sure backflips in the driveway.
Make sure you strap.
He ain't going anywhere near to
make sure, that's not
make
right.
Make sure you strap that bracelet on real tight when you get into the Garden tonight.
Guy's like, I need to turn that down. Give me the collar. Yeah. Backflip.
Jeff is in Marlboro tonight. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, clever boys.
Clever boys. Hello, Clarice.
Hello.
Hello, clever boys. Hey, so I think it's going to be a gentleman's sweep. I'm superstitious, so I hate to call this, but I think it's going to be five. Bees in five, just so they'll come home, win it here. And second point, do they have salsa on the pizza down there?
What is he talking
about? I don't
know.
Why does he keep asking those questions?
I don't know.
Salsa on pizza?
I don't know. Why? I don't get it.
Yeah,
I'm not superstitious either, but I'm a little stitious, and I'm not making any predictions about a gentleman sweep or anything else. By the way, speaking of clever boy, did you see fatal shark attack
in Hawaii?
Maui.
Yeah, 60 yards out.
Hey, oh, he's hammered. Get him off.
Doesn't matter.
He just ran into that.
Kanapali Beach? You don't expect to
which one?
Which guy? Staggered.
Which guy?
He walked right into the corner of the tent.
The guy who just pissed down his leg and fell on the sidewalk. That guy.
This guy?
Yeah, it's that guy.
Striped shirt?
Yeah. Oh, there he goes.
Oh! He just ran into the pole.
Yeah.
You take the camera off us. You got to get this.
No, you don't.
he really didn't.
Leave
he's peeing on the street.
Wait. No. No. Oh, no.
Again,
was he running?
No security.
Those trees sneak up on you,
what
sir.
What time is it? It's 1:30.
It's 1:29.
All good, and right in front of the stroller.
Oh God,
mom's
he's
giving him
down.
A wide.
He's
berth.
Going down. Yeah. Yes, Boston.
Hockey.
This doesn't happen in St. Louis.
Oh, that is disgusting.
He almost took out the NBC.
Oh, is he puking
camera.
On the sidewalk now?
Well,
I think he is.
Oh, he's down.
I think he is.
Dennis, he almost came right over top that fence behind you. Come on, start sending back. He's back up.
He's okay.
Yep. Puking rally.
Let's go Bruins.
Let's go. Go Bruins.
Oh, man, what a mess.
Quincy.
You know what? I'm going to go. You guys got this, don't you?
You got the headline next.
Ah, yeah, I'm going.
One more headline.
I'm going to go.
Oh, you got two headlines.
All right.
Because you do top of the
All
hour,
right,
too.
I'll stick around.
Yeah.
All right, good times.
What were we talking about?
We were talking about the Shark Deck. 65-year-old man from California.
60 yards out.
But beetle on Maui? People don't get eaten by sharks on Maui. That's not supposed to happen.
They said the sharks are now going on the offensive.
What?
That this is a...
No, you read the headline wrong.
I know. Might... But the poor wife was there. They're on vacation. And they actually have the video of the... For whatever reason... They have the personal watercrafts with the boards on the back. Like, are they waiting for these things to happen?
No, it's for that reason. It's for people who get caught in riptides.
We'll start thinking about these fatal attacks differently when they're not 60 yards out or dressed like a seal.
Lake was calling.
Or, you know, come back to us when you're 10 feet in the water. And
okay.
His leg was gone.
You drop the coin to fly to Maui and go to Kanapali Beach and think you're going to be safe.
How's your vacation?
And you should be able to swim out as far as you want. You tell me those sharks... They are screwing things up for the Maui tourism trade.
I'm sure they are.
Well, that's not right.
Supposedly they think it's a tiger shark, which is actually worse than great white because they're more prone to attack, more aggressive.
What kind of shark is it?
Tiger. A what?
A what?
Hardy has headlines. As we said earlier, Dustin Pedroia will speak in about 15 minutes at Fenway Park. According to Peter Abraham of the Boston Globe, his understanding is Pedroia stepping back to reassess his situation, but not abandoning his career or anything like that. It'll be similar to last year when he went home.
Last shot.
So
I guess last shot, guys.
He's gonna go away for a while again. He's not retiring. We'll have more on that coming up when they do, in fact, speak in about 15 minutes. Hardy has the headlines right here. Don't go on.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
From the Star Market booth at the Boston Sports Grill on Canal Street. Sponsored by Bud Light, Zolak, and Bertrand. It's the Stanley Cup Finals on 98.5, the Sports Hub, and streaming on the Sports Hub app.
And the puck drop. Our shuttle. Jump on it, right wing corner. Marshawn looking, curls out to the right circle, spins back in deep, feeds it in front, score! Patrice Bergeron on the slot, set up by Marshawn, and the Bruins with a 1-0 lead in the first.
Going into the game, we talked about not getting too high. You know, if we do score, you can't act like you won the Stanley Cup because you get the emotional high and it'll end up showing on the ice.
Plays it across to Daniel, backhander, save Thomas! In the far corner, Hanson trying to bring it in front, he does, put it on net, and a save Thomas!
Tim Thomas... In these playoffs, just totally dominated.
Burrows, turnaround rush, sure shot right side, blocked by Thomas. Chara was there too, and Chara kept it out. Marchand trying to settle it, takes it around the net, wraparound chance, save the long goal, must puck score! And the Bruins are up 2-0.
The most important thing is what's going on inside that dressing room, and there wasn't a guy that didn't believe in what we were doing.
Bergeron to the net, booked down by Erhoff, score! And rolled in, Bergeron gets it shorthanded.
All we talked about was going out there and earning it. You know, it wasn't ours to have. It was ours to earn.
Marchand has it with an open net in front of him. Marchand, a rush shot, and he scores! Brad Marchand for the empty net goal and a 4-0 lead for the Bruins. With 5 seconds to go, the exit behind the Canucks net. Get the duck boats ready. After 39 long years, the Cup is back home. The Bruins are 2011 Stanley Cup champions.
We did everything the hard way. I mean, we took years off all of our fans' lives. We took years off our parents' lives and our wives and our girlfriends and everyone, our friends. But it's all worth it at the end.
Got my name in there is special, but this is even more special for my team and for the city of Austin.
Thank you, man.
Oh, it's so cold.
Yeah, baby!
It's so cold. And it smells. I smell like I'm in high school.
Yo, just to have your name on it, be proud of it, and
know, I don't think people realize what we have and we had to go through to get here and to win this. It means so much to all of us.
You've been waiting a long time, but you got it. You wanted it, you got it. We're bringing it home.
All right, that was 2011, the last time the Bruins won the Cup. They'll try and win the Cup again starting tonight with Game 1 at TD Garden. Bruins and Blues start the series tonight at 8:23 p.m. Felgramas coming up at 2 o'clock. Over at, it's Fenway, right? They're Fenway today, right? They're not on the road.
Yeah.
Yeah, back home Fenway.
Yes.
Fenway, they will speak. It will be Pedroia, Alex Cora, and Dave Dombrowski just minutes from now. Dustin Pedroia is expected to take a step back after his latest halted rehab. As soon as anything is said over there of importance, we will let you know. Meanwhile, Bobby Valentine is tweeting indirectly today, and the indications are from his tweets.
I don't know how you indirectly tweet this either.
Yeah, because he's Bobby Valentine.
I find it offensive.
And it's so Bobby Valentine. But I can tell you he tweeted about an hour ago, "As I clear my head and hold back the tears, I know I will always remember Billy Buck as a great hitter and a better friend. He deserved better. Thank God for his family. I'll miss you, Buck." Talking about Bill Buckner, as he then tweeted out pictures of him and Bill Buckner. People are obviously taking this tweet and the picture that Bobby Valentine posted of him to mean that Bill Buckner has passed away. That is obviously unconfirmed, other than these tweets from Bobby Valentine's verified Twitter account at this hour.
You don't randomly put comments out unless you're crediting somebody that had the report that maybe he had passed, and we don't know that yet. But I mean, Bobby's in baseball circles, no doubt about that. Whether you like the guy or not, he's connected to people, and hey, if somebody picks up the phone and tells him this happened, we're not going to speculate on it.
It's the most serious of situations when somebody does pass away.
Let me throw out a vague, is what I remember. A guy
it would be better. By the way, reports in recent years were that Bill Buckner was in declining health.
Right, but people still want to know the finality of it. So for when you send out a tweet like that, the responses should not be ? Wow, did Bill Buckner pass away? Did Bill Buckner pass away? Have you seen this? Did Bill Buckner pass away? No one is confirming this. Please say it ain't so. I mean, Bobby Valentine. The guy could screw up a cup of coffee.
Oh, he vetted the rap. Had a hell of a rap here, I'll tell you that.
You know, he's trying to do the right thing and say something. Is it really on him, though, to make the announcement like that?
No, that indicates you're a tool when you just put something vaguely out there like as a reply. Hey, this is what I remember the guy for. Why don't you put it in more context? Add something to it.
Yeah,
tell us where you heard it. Well, if you want to break something.
You know what's
odd? It sounds like he wants to break it but not break it.
I mean, he may very well know.
He might be such a moron. He assumes. Yeah. Yeah, that people have heard. Red Sox will put something out, right?
Yeah, I mean, or maybe they're waiting for,
family confirmation.
To notify all of their other family members. You know, I have no idea.
I feel creepy talking about it. Oh, my God, what is Jim Murray wearing?
So that is...
Hey, look at me.
Oh, wow. It looks like the Bumblebee Transformer. And meanwhile, Felger...
Straight out of a Blind Melon
video. Is there a toll parade?
Felger's got his big boy clothes on. He must have TV to do tonight beyond NBC Sports Boston. Felger, I'll... look at him.
Nice shirt, Murray.
Looks like he's going to a graduation party.
Hey, look at me.
I can't.
No, you can't. No. Easy, Burger King guy.
All right, so there's some...
So you've had some replies on Twitter today, huh?
I've had some very nice comments about my shirt and some hurtful ones, too.
Are the fries done? Ding, fries are done. I work at Burger King.
My guy, Steve Shaw over at Travis Matthews says...
For
the record, it's not a Burger King shirt. If anything, it's a McDonald's shirt. Based on...
Colors.
The colors.
Yeah, I agree.
So...
Burger King is more of a red.
Of all my Travis Matthew gear, and I got a ton of it, this might be my favorite shirt. So there. I might wear it again tomorrow.
I like how it's pressed.
Go home and wash it and wear it again tomorrow. So think of that.
Okay.
So we're going to.
Today's takeaways.
By the way.
We'll be coming up. Yep.
What would be the point of having Dombrowski there and Alex Cora there and Dustin Pedroia all speaking if it if it were just going to be a 60-day IL stint.
Because I think there are questions for all of them. Pedroia, what's your call? What do you want to do? Dombrowski, how are you going to fill the void? What are you going to do with the trade deadline? What's your setup here roster-wise? Alex Cora, what are you going to do with the lineup here?
I think you're going to shuffle the deck.
How are you going to use Chavis? All this stuff.
I think there's something
for all of them to say.
I think it's a breakpoint indicator, too, that this is a serious situation, and
yeah,
we're going to give it one more crack.
I think it's right for all of them to be there.
He's speaking now. Said the pain was bad in his last game. He said, the kind of pain to the point I had to tell the trainer I had to come out. It was a tough day. Next day I woke up and it wasn't any better. It's to a point now where my knee is not allowing me to play every day.
That sounds like his knee's allowing him really to function normally.
I'm at a point now where I need some time. That's what my status is.
All right. We'll get to today's takeaways and send you off in style with another montage before we get to Felger Maz coming up.
Sounds good.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
It's the Stanley Cup Finals, and we're at the Boston Sports Grill from the Star Market booth, sponsored by Bud Light, Zolak, and Bertrand, on the only place for the local call of the game, 98.5, the Sports Hub. They give.
Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes for the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
All right. Today's takeaway is brought to you, actually delivered to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Losing weight even easier with gourmet delicious meals prepared and delivered right to your door for all Awaken 180 clients. Get your free consultation right now at any one of the five with a sixth new location opening up downtown soon at Awaken 180 Weight Loss.
All right, let's get to it. We'll get to this. Dustin Pedroia moments ago at Fenway Park talking about his future.
You know, it's to a point now where my knee is not allowing me to play every day. It's taken a while to realize that, and I've tried so many things, you know, from braces to orthotics to rehab methods to seeing different doctors to, you know, every type of treatment possible. So, you know, I'm at a point right now where, you know, I need some time, and that's where my status is.
Think you'll be able to play again?
I'm not sure. You know, I think that's a part of, you know, the time right now is figuring that out. You know, I've been lucky to be with this organization and to deal with the people in our training room and our doctors and have the best, you know, manager, coaching staff, front office, and they've been, you know, leading me in the right direction the whole way. I mean, it's unfortunate, you know, the type of injury that I had and I have.
Sounds like a guy who's coming to grips with it.
Oh boy,
he knows it now.
And his answer. I don't know.
Yeah, it's the first time he's admitted that. So we'll see where it goes from here. He's going to the 60-day DL. That means a 40-man roster spot has been opened. That means, you know, his trip to the DL is now indefinite. He'll go home. The solution to this is easy: bring him back end of the year. Depending on where the Red Sox are at, whether it be, you know, playoff spots secure or they're out of it, whatever it might be, let him play a little bit on the final homestand, let him say his goodbyes, and let him retire, give him his money, keep him around as a special assistant on the coaching staff, keep him around, and go from there.
It's bad when he says, I've tried every orthotics, every knee brace. We live in a pretty good medical world here in Boston, and for him to have every single opinion about it,
tells you where it's at.
Game one is tonight right here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Felger and Maz are coming up next. They
Don't
have you covered
it.
Right up until 7 o'clock.
Wow.
Extended five-hour Felger and Maz leading you into extended pregame coverage because we are the home of the Bruins and the game can be heard. The only local call of the game right here on 98.5 The Sports Hub is right here tonight.
Let's go, Beers. Let's go, baby.
Bob Beers.
Let's do it.
And so we'll send you off with this.
Let's go.
A refresher of the Bruins playoff run to this point. And Felger Mass coming up next from the Star Market broadcast booth at Boston Sports Grill on Canal Street with Bud Light. Thank you, everybody. We'll be talking to you tomorrow at 10 with Game 1 reaction. Talk to you then. Bye.
All right.
Bruins fire it left to the net. And that'll close out the 82-game regular season. And they now turn their attention to an opening round matchup against the Toronto Maple Leafs. Chip it out in front, fired, they score! Charlie Coyle beats Marchand, shoots, he scores!
Reach right circle.
Centers deflected, they score! Jake DeBrusk!
Yes, young guy!
For the second consecutive year, and for the third time in 7 years, the Boston Bruins are going to eliminate the Toronto Maple Leafs. Near circle, Johansson fires to Blick, and they score! How about a pair from Charlie Coyle? The kid from Weyman ends it in overtime!
Here I come, you can't hide.
Along the near side, fired, they score! David Pastrnak whistled in a one-timer! Near circle, Pastrnak, one-timer, out in front, they score! The Bruins control over the line. Here's Marchand. Far circle, centers. They score! David Pastrnak!
Well, what's up, guys?
The Boston Bruins victorious here tonight. 3-0 in game 6 over the Columbus Blue Jackets. They win the series 4-2, and they are on to the Eastern Conference Final for the first time since 2013.
You know, I hear people saying they come into another team's building, well, we got to weather the storm. Well, we want to create the storm. We're not interested in weathering any storm. We want to go out there and let them know we're here to play.
The Department of Player Safety has suspended Charlie McAvoy for one playoff game.
Disappointed that I won't be playing in game one, but that being said, yeah, I have complete faith in this team to go out and, you know, and play our game in game one.
Out of the slot, Camper shoots, he scores! It's 6-0 Bruins. Deflected, Rask the save. Rebound, Rask, what a stop. And then he stops the second opportunity from Niederreiter. Out in front, backhand, and Rask the stop. Slot Williams walking down the gut, shoots, and Rask flashed up the glove. Take it away. And the horn sounds. Tuukka Rask closes out the series with another shutout. The Boston Bruins are headed to the Stanley Cup Final for the third time this decade.
We've earned the right to be where we are and to go to the Stanley Cup Final. We've beaten three good teams, and there's some unfinished business, so I think our guys understand that there's still four more steps to take.
We're taking it to the next round. Let's go, Bruins!
We got this!
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
These guys know how to connect with you about Boston sports.
This may feel strong, but you people are stupid.
OMG! It's Felger and Maz, 95 The Sports Hub.
Felger and Maserati coming to
visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling helpline. MA.org.